A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Welcome to Friday, the 25th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 57 degrees.
Got a crash on I-15 in Murray. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this hour with a developing story along the I-215 West Belt, where a woman has died after she was hit by multiple cars on the freeway.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the very latest on the investigation. John?
Yeah, Amanda, a lot of unanswered questions remain with this fatal auto pedestrian crash that happened on I-215 near 38th South. Utah Highway Patrol says they first started receiving calls at about 12:30 overnight that someone was walking on the highway and was hit by multiple vehicles. Now, why the woman was walking around on foot is still a bit of a mystery.
That's still under investigation. Again, that's why we're treating it as a crime scene. Just based on the circumstances of her being on the freeway and trying to figure out who she is and where she came from.
Trooper Chris Bishop with UHP says a portion of the highway was shut down as their investigation continues. That's over near 47th South, but it has since reopened. According to him, all the drivers involved stayed at the scene and they have been cooperating with investigators to this point. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The search continues this hour for a missing boy in West Valley City. Police say 11-year-old Jackson Allen was last seen near Bingham High School around 6 o'clock last night. He's described as white, about 5 feet tall, with brown hair, and was wearing black pants and a black hoodie with gray and white sleeves.
A police standoff involving a couple who owe about $1 million in back taxes has ended with their arrest. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
Utah County Sergeant Spencer Cannon says the man, Paul Kenneth Cromar, was in a long-term situation with the federal government after going years without paying taxes. A court issued his house in a Cedar Hills neighborhood be seized, but Cromar and his wife had been squatting there for roughly 8 months while the legal proceedings continued.
There are some assertions by Mr. Cromar that he had not been afforded his right to due process in the courts.
A standoff ended peacefully. No one was hurt. Cromar and his wife were arrested without incident. A press briefing by sheriff's deputies was interrupted by a noisy crowd in support of Cromar. Cannon says a few from that crowd were detained but were expected to be released. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year.
A dinner held by the Alta High School cheer squad is drawing criticism because those attending were not following COVID-19 guidelines, and it took place after the school had been closed because of an outbreak.
I'm involved with choir and debate, and I haven't been able to meet with debate at all, and we can't even take off our masks to sing.
Video from the event shows participants were not wearing masks and were not social distancing. District officials say they will be talking with the adults involved.
Some teachers in the Davis School District are rallying against the new back-to-school schedule. Details now from KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Elementary school students in the Davis School District are going back to in-person classes 4 days a week on Monday. But ninth grade teacher Jennifer Baker worries about her friends because kids often come to school sick during flu season, and the class sizes in Davis are large.
With that many more students in a room at the same time, the more viral load that our staff is exposed to. And our students, of course, obviously, too, even though, you know, elementary kids tend to have milder symptoms.
However, the school board voted for the back-to-school plan this week because there have been very few coronavirus outbreaks in Utah elementary schools. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Justice Ginsburg makes her final visit to the Capitol. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the first woman and first Jewish person to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol had just arrived. The casket of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was placed in the statuary hall moments ago. Now, others have lay in honor there, but lying in state involves an official government designation with use of the Abraham Lincoln casket pedestal, or catafalque. Justice Ginsburg died 1 week ago at age 97. Burial and a private ceremony held next week at Arlington National Cemetery. The Kentucky lawmaker who authored a bill to ban no-knock warrants was among two dozen arrested in Louisville last night during smaller demonstrations. Some took refuge in a church where the minister tells KTNV,
"We tired of the police killing us, point blank period."
Representative Attica Scott, that's Attica Scott, faces writing charges. Her bill came in the wake of the Breonna Taylor killing. President Trump brought a campaign message of law and order to Florida yesterday.
They lay down their lives for people they never met. They're incredible. Law enforcement, let's give them a hand, please.
Democrat Joe Biden also expressing support for law enforcement as well as backing police reform. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. We're looking at one more day of smoky skies as a cold front moving into the Wasatch Front stirs things up.
Folks who have been wanting a fall weather will really get to enjoy it for this weekend. It's one more warm day here as the breezes pick up and a front moves in. We get more sunshine, but it'll be a north breeze tomorrow and quite a bit cooler. So we're looking for a temperature drop of more than 10 degrees, at least as far as the high temperature goes. And then those morning lows are going to dip back into the 50s.
Grant says our high temperatures aren't expected to get back to the 80s until at least Wednesday.
Coming up on KSL, a Utah city is thinking about selling naming rights to things like park benches and city-owned buildings.
And Triple Team traffic.
Oh, we still have that crash reported at 4500 South in Murray on I-15, but I don't see any delay from it right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05. If we can, for just a second, let's bring up some of the audio from the Capitol building there in Washington. This is, I'm sure, emotional moment for family members and all that knew Justice Ginsburg. She was such a fan of opera, and they have an opera singer there who is going to be performing for the next few minutes as all sit and wait. KSL News Time, 8:07.
The doctors at IVC Vascular and Vein Center would like to sincerely thank everyone, including Governor Herbert, healthcare professionals, first responders, and everyone in Utah who has been safely navigating the challenges we're facing. As always, IVC supports and follows all CDC and local guidelines and regulations to keep you and their employees safe. Your health is the most important thing. You've probably heard the many radio ads over the years with real people describing how IVC has dramatically improved the quality of their life by eliminating the pain and discomfort caused by vascular problems. Well, why wait? Don't let it slow you down even one more day. Life starts when the pain stops. IVC is also happy to be serving the great people of Carbon County as well. Visit iVein.com or call 801-379-6700 today to set up a free screening. And just like the billboard says, think outside the socks.
Let's talk about flu shots. We've heard myths like, every time I get a flu shot, I get the flu. And healthy people don't need the flu shot. The truth is, a flu shot significantly reduces the chance of severe influenza. Getting vaccinated each year is important to ensure you have immunity to the strains most likely to cause an outbreak. This year, please protect yourself and others by getting a flu shot. It's easy. Learn more at inutah.org/healthy.
I'm Trent Staggs, candidate for Salt Lake County Mayor. We need to improve air quality, focus on smart growth, and restore fiscal responsibility. See my plan at TrentStaggs.com. As a city mayor, I reduce taxes by millions of dollars per year while improving services for residents. We don't need partisan leaders. We need leaders who will bring people together and get real results for Salt Lake County residents. We need leadership that listens. I'm Trent Staggs, and I'm running to be your Salt Lake County mayor.
Paid for by Staggs for Mayor.
KSL News Time now, 8:09. Let's look at Triple Team traffic here, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And for that, of course, we get started with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, we had a crash on northbound I-15 right after the 45th South on-ramp. You head up through Murray. It's still on the right shoulder, but it hasn't caused any delays for
Probably since it initially happened. Out on the west side of the valley, looks like we still have just a little bit of delay, 35th South, just before you get to 6400 West from that earlier barn fire. Eric?
Things are getting slightly bottled up for eastbound traffic on Lehigh's Main Street, working your way from Redwood Road over to Saratoga Road, but that's not too bad. You won't find it all that difficult to get over to I-15, and Pioneer Crossing is actually a little bit better if you're heading that direction. 2100 North, no problems if you're heading that same eastbound way. I-15, Utah County, northbound, southbound, no problems. Heather?
The delays on 5600 South in Roy are starting to clear out. You just have a block or two now of slow traffic as you head east toward I-15. Once you get onto I-15, things are great. We haven't seen a brake light all morning long as you make your way between Ogden and Salt Lake. And US 89 seeing a bit more traffic as well, especially through Layton and Fruit Heights. UDOT construction alert, plan for delays on northbound I-15 in Lehigh. Northbound I-15 is shut down to four lanes from Main Street to SR-92 through Monday morning for concrete paving. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out just how warm it gets today. And back to you, Grant.
Front's coming in, and this is going to be a warm day today, but it cools quite a bit starting tomorrow. 86 the high today with a lot of sunshine. Still breezy out there with the south wind, and then breezy tomorrow. But sunshine and cooler, 74. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Just a hint of smoke in the air, 57 degrees.
We are monitoring the ceremony there in Statuary Hall in the state, the nation's capital, remembering Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And we'll, of course, dip in during the hour when we can here on KSL News Radio.
Matter of fact, the rabbi that also spoke briefly over at the Supreme Court building is speaking right now. Let's listen in for a second.
Life. You must pursue justice. This was how Justice Ginsburg lived her life. Justice did not arrive like a lightning bolt, but rather through dogged persistence. All the days of her life, real change, she said, enduring change, happens one step at a time. She faced many obstacles in her life, even from a young age. Though chosen as the valedictorian of her high school class, she gave no graduation speech. Instead, she grieved at home with her father after burying her beloved mother one day before graduation. Her family had already suffered terrible loss with the death of her sister, when Justice Ginsburg was only 14 months old. But Justice Ginsburg kept rising. A full scholarship to Cornell University and only one of nine women in her Harvard Law School class. After transferring to Columbia Law School, she graduated first in her class, yet she could not find a job. No firm in New York would hire her because she was a woman. These obstacles didn't deter her. She pressed on. As she said in an interview with her dear friend, Nina Totenberg, and I quote, "I get out of law school with top grades. No law firm in the city of New York will hire me. I end up teaching. That gave me time to devote to the movement of evening out the rights, of women and men. I was nominated to a vacancy on the D.C. Circuit. Justice O'Connor once said to me, suppose we had come of age in a time when women lawyers were welcome at the bar. You know what? Today, we would have been retired partners from some large law firm. But because the route was not open to us, we had to find another way, and both end up on the United States Supreme Court. All the days of her life, she pursued justice, even in illness. She fought five bouts with cancer, and she supported her beloved Marty through his battle with cancer as well. Each time, she pressed forward. She returned to work, to the bench, to the court, with focus, each and every time. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Nothing was given. Pursuing justice took resilience, persistence, a commitment to never stop. As a lawyer, she won equality for women and men, not in one swift victory, but brick by brick, case by case, through meticulous, careful lawyering. She changed the course of American law. And even when her views did not prevail, she still fought. In recent years, Justice Ginsburg became famous for her dissents. Despair was not an option. She said, and I quote, "Dissents speak to a future age. It's not simply to say, my colleagues are wrong and I would do it this way. But the greatest dissents do become court opinions, and gradually, over time, their views become the dominant view. So that the dissenters hope that they are writing not for today, but for tomorrow. Justice Ginsburg's dissents were not cries of defeat. They were blueprints for the future. Justice Ginsburg loved her family, her grandchildren, her dear friends, her colleagues, and her court family. We all send our love to you."
That is Rabbi Lauren Holzblatt, and what an amazing life. What an amazing story. And with all of her body of work, her life efforts, she now is the first not only woman to lie in state, but the first Jewish person to also lie in those hallowed halls.
Beautiful words.
We will continue to follow it for you here on KSL. And when we come back, we'll check your traffic and weather together.
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at smithsfoodanddrug.com/flu. At Smith's Health, we believe that your people are our people.
Don't miss Siegel Books' Celebrating Sisterhood event all day Friday and Saturday. Receive a free gift with every purchase during this incredible two-day sale. Get the 3-inch Christus statue, just $3.99. And all clearance price Sweet Salt clothing will be an additional 20% off. Drop by Siegel Book or enjoy this sale online all day Friday and Saturday. Get your free gift with every purchase in person or online. Either way, don't miss Celebrating Sisterhood at Siegel Book or SiegelBook.com.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
819, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15 looking good from Draper to downtown. I'm seeing a little bit of delay on Bangor itself, out at 2700 West in Riverton. Not so bad, though, as you head north through West Jordan, Taylorsville, West Valley, and up to the airport. Eric?
I-15 looks good in Utah County right now. No problems as you head north from Provo to Point of the Mountain. 20 minutes of drive time there from University Avenue. Getting over to the freeway, the only major problem spot is for Saratoga Springs drivers as you head eastbound on Lehigh's Main Street, SR-73 between Redwood and Saratoga Road. Heather?
Some of our city streets getting a bit busy, especially in Ogden and Clearfield. You'll also see a little bit of backup on US 89 as you approach I-84 interchange in both directions and also down in Fruit Heights. But I-15 has been at freeway speeds all morning long and no accidents reported. For a top quality kitchen or bath with top quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Really, there is some cooler air coming. You just have to wait one more day in the 7-day forecast.
Sunshine, a little breezy today and warm up to 86 degrees, but it's going to cool down tomorrow, only 74 and still lots of sunshine. 71, that's going to be it on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. Up to 73 on Monday, sunshine. Sunny and 78 on Tuesday. Warms back up to 80 on Wednesday with sunshine and 81 Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 57 downtown. Again, we are monitoring the program that is honoring the life of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg taking place in Washington. And a reminder that President Trump will announce his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court sometime tomorrow. You'll hear it live on KSL as soon as that happens. And also a reminder that Tuesday is the first debate between the presidential candidates. And it was 60 years ago tomorrow, Tim, that the first televised debate took place in this country. It was between, you remember, Nixon and Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
60 years ago. That was tomorrow.
Imagine what the ratings are going to be for this one this year with so much at stake. I'll be interested to talk more about it, and we'll be sharing some of the debate action for you on Wednesday morning. Let's listen in again for just a minute to the Capitol there in Washington.
Close your eyes, unless you're driving. Now, imagine over 1 million books stacked on top of one another. That's over 30 miles high. Now, what if you could fit all these books into your phone and listen to story after story anytime and any place you wanted? With Scribd, you can. That's Scribd, S-C-R-I-B-D. Like fibbed or ribbed, but spelled S-C-R-I-B-D. It's endless streaming for reading. But instead of TV shows, you're getting audiobooks, ebooks, magazines, podcasts, sheet music, and more. All through a single app. With a subscription to Scribd.com, you get endless entertainment and knowledge. From New York Times bestsellers to classics you've always wanted to read. For a limited time, try Scribd free for 30 days. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. For your free 30-day trial, get the app on your favorite mobile device or go to Scribd.com and sign up now. That's Scribd.com. Scribd.com.
There's a whole lot of camping going on. That's right. The RV show was canceled, but the manufacturers are sending millions of dollars of excess inventory to Paris RV. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your family's future. Fun, relaxation, camping, RVing across the country. Spending that valued time you worked so hard for to have the luxury of spending time with your loved ones. With the manufacturers sending Paris RV millions of dollars of inventory, this is the time to find that travel trailer, tent trailer, fifth wheel, motorhome, or toy hauler that you've been dreaming of. Get to Paris RV now. Now, hundreds will be on display.
at Utah's low-price leader, Paris RV, now through September 26th at both Murray locations, 4360 South State and 5545 South State.
Or shop online at ParisRV.com.
Don't miss out on this huge inventory event.
Travel buffs are carting away prized souvenirs from retired 747s. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, you heard Australia's Qantas Airways just retired their fleet of Boeing 747s.
But it is a bittersweet moment because at the same time, there's newer aircraft with better range, better economics.
That's the CEO, but there's something from the old birds nostalgic travelers can have for themselves. Qantas offered for sale fully stocked bar carts from the planes. These are the ones that flight attendants push up and down the aisles. They've retired 1,000 747s, each having its own bar cart. But if you want one, sorry, aviation buffs bought them all out as soon as they went on sale, costing about $1,500 each. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is about to launch a used rocket for a record-breaking seventh time. The Bezos-led space program called Blue Origin plans to use the rocket to eventually send items to the moon.
KSL Drives, BMW will pay an $18 million fine to resolve accusations they inflated sales numbers in the U.S. The accusations say the company was trying to show they were closing the sales gap with other premium auto companies.
McDonald's is celebrating the 25th anniversary of the McFlurry by selling pajamas? Yes. The company's website is listing the yellow pajamas covered with pictures of the ice cream treat for $25. You also get a coupon for a free McFlurry with your PJs.
It actually sounds like a nice, comfy thing to do. Get your jammies on, get on the couch, and enjoy a McFlurry with your favorite television show. Here's what's happening on the markets, and we've recovered quite a bit of ground from earlier this morning. The Dow is still off, but only 7 points. The S&P is actually in the green by 3, and the NASDAQ is up 60.
We'll take another look at your morning commute, traffic, and weather together coming up next on KSL News Radio.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Summer is behind us. The colder fall and winter months stretch out ahead. Traffic is starting to back up a little more. And the 2020 election will be here before you know it.
I approve this message.
The next few weeks are a time to stay dialed in. So stay informed. Ask Alexa each morning. Play KSL News Radio. And join us here, Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News Time, 8:29. Let's get that look at Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy, how we doing?
Tim, looks great now. I-15 from Draper to downtown, no delays. The crash still sitting on the right shoulder after 45th South, no effect on traffic. Looking good along Bangor Highway and earlier problems. Just a little bit of slowing still 35th South near where we had that fire earlier. But now there's also construction out in that area, 35th South, 6400 West. Eric?
Have a touch of congestion northbound on Foothill Drive, just past 1700 South. But overall, it's not a bad drive from I-80 up to the University of Utah. And 215 eastbound also looking good. Down Utah County, no crashes reported right now between Santa Quinn, Payson, and Lehigh. That whole stretch is free and clear for northbound traffic. Heather?
No significant problems through Weber and Davis counties. You may encounter some brake lights or some backup at some of the busier intersections. But right now, the freeways are at speed, especially I-15, I-84, and Legacy Parkway. Head to Logan now. Leaves are turning red and orange in the canyons. Check out live performances of Forever Plaid and the Taffetas with social distancing. Visit explorelogan.com for hot getaway deals. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and let's find out just how hot it'll get today. And back over to you, Grant.
Sunny skies, warms up to 86 today, but it's cooling quite a bit for the weekend. 74 degrees tomorrow and a lot of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
57 downtown.
Things rolling along on all of our freeways right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this half hour with that developing story in West Valley where police are searching for a missing boy.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has the very latest on the search.
The missing child is 11-year-old Jackson Allen, a foster kid who recently moved in with a new family in West Valley City. Lieutenant Bill Merritt with West Valley City Police says the family took Jackson to Bingham High School last night to watch a baseball game at about 6 o'clock, and at some point soon after, he ran off.
Our detectives came out and started doing some research. They started trying to follow up with previous foster families.
The boy is about 5 feet tall and has dark brownish hair. He was last seen wearing black pants and a black hoodie with gray or white sleeves. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We're also following another developing story along the West Side Belt where the Highway Patrol is investigating a deadly auto pedestrian crash. It happened last night near I-215 and 39th South. A woman was hit by multiple cars on the freeway. Troopers say they're not sure what she was doing, but each of the drivers who hit her did stop and are cooperating now with the investigation.
Yes, there will be University of Utah football this fall, and no, you won't get to watch the games in the stadium. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has the story on the plan to start the season late.
KSL Sports reports the plan would have the Utes and other Pac-12 teams playing a six-game season starting November 6th, with a seventh game serving as a playoff for the top teams in each division. University of Oregon President Michael Schill says all the teams in the league have lost money with the season postponed, but the health and safety of the athletes is the primary concern.
The amount of money that will be paid as a result of going back to play is tiny in comparison with the losses. It had no effect on our decisions.
U of U Athletic Director Mark Harlan issued a statement yesterday saying no fans will be allowed to watch the games in person. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The Mountain West Conference, meantime, has also approved a fall football schedule that will start sooner than the Pac-12. The Mountain West says teams will play 8 games beginning October 24th, with a conference championship game set for December 19th. Teams, including Utah State, have not released their schedules just yet.
It's a final public farewell to an iconic Supreme Court justice. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the casket of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg now making history as the first woman and the first person of the Jewish faith to lie in state in our nation's Capitol building. Service just concluding burial next week at a private ceremony. President Trump announces his nominee for Ginsburg's replacement on the high court tomorrow afternoon. FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying before Congress yesterday, there is no evidence of a coordinated effort to interfere with the upcoming election. He says hacking the actual voting process
would be a major challenge for an adversary, but people should make no mistake, we're vigilant.
Voting's conducted by over 3,100 independent county elections offices across the U.S. And a police-enforced curfew helped tamp down Breonna Taylor demonstrations in Louisville last night.
The time is 9 o'clock. The curfew order is in effect.
A couple dozen arrests were made. Small protests held in cities around the country after officers involved in Taylor's death were not charged in her shooting. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A Louisiana fourth grader has been suspended from school after he was seen on his virtual class holding a BB gun. The boy was suspended for 6 days after school officials said he brandished what appeared to be a full-size rifle. The boy's family now says it was a BB gun that his younger brother had tripped over. The boy picked it up briefly, and it was seen on video, which the school says violates their policies. The boy's family say they are considering a lawsuit.
October 1st is approaching, and the airline industry is dreading it. That's when CARES Act funding expires and thousands of furloughs will begin.
I have my dream job, and so I have been asking myself, like, what do you do when you lose your dream job? Where do you go from there? I don't have any answers right now.
Annette Hala is one of 13,000 United Airlines employees who will be furloughed, along with 17,000 American Airlines workers and another 1,000 from Delta.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Fall officially began on Tuesday, but temperatures really haven't felt that way. That changes by the end of the day tomorrow.
Quite a bit cooler. You will feel the difference by the time we get to the upcoming weekend. And by the time we get to the afternoons of the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at highs only in the 70s. So again, quite a bit cooler than it's been lately. And we're going to keep this cooling trend for the first few days of next week. So early fall weather, I would say, coming our way starting tomorrow.
Grant says tomorrow's high will only be in the mid-70s. That's more than 10 degrees cooler than it was or will be today. Lower 70s for Sunday and Monday.
And coming up on KSL, some Salt Lake City streets are opening up for the weekend.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
No significant problems right now for drivers to try and avoid. You should actually be able to get where you're going like you should on a Friday morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 8:35.
Think you know the story? Think again. There is such intensity around Supreme Court nominations because Congress is not doing its job. Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
General RV in Draper is your ticket to savings with RV show prices in-store and online. There are no admission fees and no crowds, just huge savings on thousands of travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. No matter how you shop, you'll get exclusive RV show discounts and all-time low financing. We're bringing in new RVs every day. But hurry, just like our inventory, these deals won't last long. Explore the virtual RV show at generalrv.com or get RV show prices at your local General RV in Draper off I-15 at the Point of the Mountain.
I'm Congressman Chris Stewart. Throughout my time in Congress, many things have changed, from national security and privacy to the right to life and religious liberty. These challenges have kept me very busy. I'm one of the few members of the elite China Task Force and created the National Suicide Hotline. I voted to protect newborns by supporting the Born Alive Act and to help funding for Hill Air Force Base, national parks, and the new Salt Lake Airport. I'm Congressman Chris Stewart, fighting the tough fights and delivering for Utah.
I'm Chris Stewart, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Friends for Chris Stewart.
If you're just joining us this morning, one of the stories we've tried to keep a good eye on and pass along information is this missing 11-year-old Jackson Allen, last seen near Bingham High School. He was wearing black pants, black hoodie with gray and white sleeves, and West Valley Police are asking to please, if you know anything, if you have any information, call them at 801-840-4000.
As a program designed to bring more people into downtown Salt Lake City enters its second weekend, KSL-TV's Deanie Wimmer reports it's also expanding.
Salt Lake City is closing more streets downtown to make room for visitors. It's part of the Open Streets Initiative to allow space for outdoor dining, performances, and art displays. The initiative closes Main Street between 3rd and 4th South. Now the city is expanding their efforts, and they will close Main Street from 4th South over to South Temple.
The Open Street Initiative runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings through October 10th.
The U.S. Appeals Court in Denver is weighing whether residents of American Samoa should automatically be granted citizenship. Three judges from the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments on Wednesday challenging a Utah judge's ruling that people born in the U.S. territory are citizens. Much of the online hearing focused on whether people who live in territories controlled by the U.S. automatically become citizens, even if they do not want to be under the 14th Amendment. American Samoa is the only U.S. territory where residents have no birthright claim to citizenship.
Former FBI Director James Comey's best-selling book, A Higher Loyalty, has been made into a two-part movie airing on Showtime this weekend.
James Comey's story has gotten a lot of attention over the last few years, but Jeff Daniels says you're going to learn stuff from the Comey rule.
We're steaming towards an iceberg.
The rock and a hard place thing that Comey found himself in. That I think, will be new information regardless of what you remember.
The film covers Hillary Clinton's email investigation in part one, then Comey's time serving under President Trump, and Daniels hopes it'll influence voters.
I think it can have an impact on the 20% in the middle who have voted Republican their whole lives, but they believe in decency, civility, and doing unto others. They're not seeing that from Trump, and they're upset.
The Comey Rule premieres Sunday night on Showtime. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Right now, 8:39, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
Amanda, traffic looking good as you head through Salt Lake County on I-15 on Bangor Highway, coming out of Tooele on I-80. And there's just a little bit of slowing left where we had that earlier fire at 6400 West and 3500 South. Eric?
I-15 continues to look sharp in Utah County. Normal travel times there. If you're heading out to the mountains, sub 189 looks good from Provo and Orem out to Heber City. And U.S. 40 along the Wasatch Back, so looking good northbound from Heber up to the Park City area. Heather?
Looks like we're slowing down again. Have backups on 5600 South in Roy. This is eastbound between the railroad tracks and I-15. But getting on the freeway, you shouldn't have any problems heading south into Salt Lake City or north toward Logan. You also have good speeds if you want to go into the mountains this morning or for a long weekend. Well, I-84 is moving well, both eastbound and westbound. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans. From aerial inspections and training to generator service, Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Back to Grant now, who stands by in the KSL Weather Center.
Things are going to be warming up one more time here, and then it cools down quite a bit for the upcoming weekend. A front moving through. 86 today with a lot of sunshine, but 74 the high tomorrow. And again, mostly sunny, a little breezy. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, still 57 degrees.
Boy, this story we're going to tell you in a moment is just going to make you shake your head. There's a woman at a middle school football game. She refuses to wear a mask. It's the policy at the school. And then when they tell her, okay, if you won't wear a mask, you have to leave, she refuses to leave. It makes an enormous scene. They tell her, okay, we're going to arrest you. She resists arrest. They taser. This goes wrong every way from Sunday. That's coming up next on KSL News Radio.
We'll share it with you coming up at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for riding along. Tim and Amanda here on a Friday, taking you into the weekend on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. Now, the great thing about PC Laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC Laptops right now, because at PC Laptops, we're here for you and we're in this together. PCLaptops.com.
In a moment, lives can change. A serious injury or illness can create barriers where there were none before. But at the new Craig H. Nielsen Rehabilitation Hospital at University of Utah Health, progress will not be contained. We are redefining the boundaries of recovery with care that goes further and helps patients go further too. Learn more at uofuhealth.org/Nielsen.
And the news at this hour is brought to you by Craig H. Nielsen Rehabilitation Hospital at University of Utah Health.
Take control of your financial future at the virtual Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 9th from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There is no better time for women of all ages, cultures, and financial situations to grow their financial capability together and hear from Utah's most influential women leaders. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. That's womeninthemoney.org. Or text FUTURE to 57500 for details and get ready to take control of your financial future.
Hopefully, as I say this, you've already taken care of it. But if you haven't yet downloaded the KSL News Radio app, make sure you do it today, wherever you get your apps these days. It's powered by our friends at Any Hour Services and comes in so handy for so many things right there at your fingertips. KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know coming up later today on KSL News Radio. First, another blockbuster movie release has been delayed because of the pandemic. Black Widow, the Marvel prequel with Scarlett Johansson, was set to open in November but has been pushed back to May. Doug Wright and the movie show will have more coming up at 9 o'clock.
Second, President Trump says he'll announce his nominee to the Supreme Court tomorrow. Check back during Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news today from 3 to 7 for the latest insight.
And third, the BYU Cougars will play their first home game of the season tomorrow night. No fans in attendance, but KSL News Radio will be there for you. Check out KSL's Unrivaled tonight from 7 to 9, and then our pregame coverage begins at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
The first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is also the first Jewish person ever bestowed with that honor. Rabbi Lauren Holzblatt speaking at this morning's service about Ginsburg's dissent written on the Supreme Court.
The dissenters hope that they are writing not for today, but for tomorrow.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris among those in attendance. President Trump not there. He's on the campaign trail today. Says he plans to announce his pick for Justice Ginsburg's replacement on Saturday. Kyle Rittenhouse, accused of shooting three people, killing two during protest last month in Kenosha, Wisconsin, will remain in an Illinois jail. He's fighting extradition to Wisconsin. He appeared via video today for a hearing. CDC projects as many as 23,000 COVID-19 deaths by October 17th. Governor of Virginia Ralph Northam and his wife both announced they've tested positive for the virus. He's not experiencing symptoms. Pamela Northam experiencing mild symptoms. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. A woman in Ohio was tased and arrested at a middle school football game this week after she refused to wear a mask or leave the stands when police asked her to.
The arrest has sparked outrage online. ABC's TJ Holmes has more.
This confrontation between a woman and a police officer all started over a mask.
Stop it! Let go of my wrist!
At a middle school football game in Ohio Wednesday, a woman in the stands refused to put on a face covering, violating the school district policy requiring spectators to wear masks at games. When confronted by a school resource police officer, police say she refused to put on a mask, and when asked to leave, she wouldn't comply. Watch what happens next.
Get off of me! Get off of me!
Put your hand behind your back.
I will not put my hand behind my back. I'm not friendly doing nothing wrong.
The officer explains that she's being arrested. When she continues to resist, he uses his taser. You can hear other spectators in disbelief.
This is over a mask.
The scuffle continues as the officer handcuffs her and tries to remove her from the stands.
Brooke, we've done this how many times together? How many times together?
Police say the woman is Alicia Kitts and that she told them she refused to put on the mask because of her asthma. They also say Kitts wasn't technically arrested for not wearing a mask. Rather, saying in a statement, she was asked to leave the premises for continually violating school policy. Once she refused to leave the premises, she was advised she was under arrest for criminal trespassing. She resisted the arrest, which led to the use of force. Outrage over the video prompted Superintendent Monte Boehner to place the school district on lockout after receiving threats on Thursday, though none were found to be credible. He says the district has done their best to make the mask policy clear.
We have signs in our stadium. We remind parents when they come in. We do public announcements. Be sure to wear your mask. Kids are watching. So I think as adults, we have to follow the rules.
We've seen instances before, whether on the football field or the friendly skies. Tense moments over mask use.
We can do better than that. Good golly.
Yeah. Bad examples all around, as you said earlier. That's the kind of story we've sort of come to expect off the radar with Sean Michael Lyle.
Yes.
And it's a bittersweet day for us today because he's leaving us. Sean, headed across the country, but also down the dial. He's going to go from 1160, I think, to 1120.
1120.
KMOX.
Tell everybody where you're going, Sean.
Yeah, I'm going to KMOX, which is very similar to a KSL in St. Louis, Missouri.
We're going to miss you, Sean.
Yeah. I hope that penthouse suite has a good view of the Gateway Arch.
Well, actually, it's not the penthouse; it's the 12th floor. They have very tall buildings there, and there's a big, even bigger building that blocks my view of the Gateway Arch.
Shoot.
Unfortunately,
but, now we've enjoyed working with you here. How many years have you been with us here at KSL?
Just over three.
3 years. Yeah. And during that time, you've become quite a jazz fan. How are you going to do without your jazz?
Well, because my big sports are Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, and soccer. And they have two, and they're getting the soccer team very shortly. But Cardinals, they'll be my new downtown neighbors, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, and I think KMOX is the flagship,
yeah, the
they?
Flagship station, well connected to that, too.
They ought to be able to give you some good seats.
Yeah, they will. But I'll miss Salt Lake City, of course, because of the pandemic. We've already been missing things like the great downtown library, which just reopened this week. We love going to that. My wife and I also on Sunday mornings, we'd walk on over to the Tabernacle for the choir and orchestra at Temple Square, which is just one of the greatest things in the world.
Yeah. Truly,
you know, and we have it on KSL News Radio, but being there is just, you know, it's so awesome because you get to see the show twice.
Well, you come back and visit us anytime.
Yes. Well, my wife's family's here, so we have family still here.
All right. Yeah. KMOX is lucky to have you. Shawn Michael Lyle, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
It is 8:49. Let's get another look at Triple Team traffic here, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and we go back to Andy Farnsworth.
And traffic on I-15 has been great for a while now, and really kind of a nice, quiet ending to the morning drive that started off with so many different problems, especially on the west side of the Salt Lake Valley. Right now, I'm only still seeing a little bit of eastbound delay, 35th South near 6400 West. And the rest of it looks pretty typical. No extra slowdowns on Bangor or 56 West or I-80. Eric?
Over on the 215 East Belt, a smooth drive from Cottonwood Heights to Holiday up to I-80 and Foothill Drive. Foothill still just got a consistent slowing right at 1700 South. Once you go by that intersection and get up to 1300 South, everything is fine. I-15, Utah County, northbound, southbound, we don't have any problems. Heather?
Got a little bit of slowing right around US 89 I-84 interchange as people slow down to make that changeover. And 5600 South in Roy still backing up. You're going to see the delays from about 2500 West all the way over to I-15. No problems though on I-15, either northbound or southbound through Weber and Davis counties. Hercules First Federal Credit Union announces the opening of their newest location in Harriman. Stop by or visit HerculesCU.com for more on their competitive rates and other locations to serve you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and we have changes coming in the 7-day forecast. Back to you, Grant.
Nice day today. Warm, breezy out there. Sunshine. We're up to 86. Tomorrow, quite a bit cooler, only 74 and a lot of sun. And only 71 on Sunday. Again, lots of sunshine. Monday's high, 73 with mostly sunny skies. Those mornings and evenings will cool down. 78 on Tuesday, sunshine. Warms back up to 80 on Wednesday with a lot of sun and sunny 81 Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And let's see what our current temperature is downtown. We are at 57 degrees.
Let's talk about plumbing for just a minute. Rob Anderson and his team at Superior Water and Air are never going to be one of these plumbers that leaves you with a big surprise. My daughter and her fiance had an example of this mm-hmm. week, just a couple of days ago. They had a toilet that would not clear. Her fiance actually pulled the toilet, got 100 feet of it already snaked, but still couldn't clear it, so he called a plumber in. Mm-hmm. Plumber said, that'll be $150. You've already done all this work. On the way out the door, it turned out to be double the price. $300 when most of the work was already done. So many people have those kinds of stories to tell, and we're here to tell you that that will never happen with Superior Water and Air.
This is one of the many, many reasons that I love Superior Water and Air is that they are the most trustworthy company. They want to be your plumber or the person who takes care of your furnace or water heater for the rest of the time you own that home and take care of your family, too. And the only way to do that is to be the best at what they do and the most upfront and the most trustworthy. You can't be this one-hit person that comes in and does you wrong. You have to be and that's the way they are.
And Rob has always said that his business model is not to make a bunch of money on one deal. He wants to make sure that he's a part of your family for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. No surprises, no gimmicks. You need a little peace of mind? Find your safe essential service provider by calling this number, 801-974-9090.
SuperiorWaterandAir.com.
When you advertise on KSL News Radio, loyalty, listeners, and results go hand in hand. Just ask Monty Lauder from Connecticut.
So we've advertised on KSL for a little over 20 years, and we feel like KSL's really helped us get our name out there and helped to create a brand awareness that we just weren't able to get through any other medium.
Over the last few months, you've continued to advertise. Has the consistency helped?
So we were really concerned a couple of months ago as there was talk of a shutdown and how that was going to affect our business. In fact, we even considered what we were going to do with our advertising and if we should look at slowing it down or even cutting it off. But we decided that we were going to keep going with it. And in the month of June, our business was actually up 8% over June of 2019.
Let KSL News Radio help build your business. Call Stephanie Palmer at 801-575-5811.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Orders for large durable goods in the U.S. went up just a tiny bit in August. That was following big gains, however, in July.
KSL Drives, the Ring doorbell company, is now offering a camera for your car or truck. The Ring car cam has dual cameras that records what is happening around your vehicle, both while driving and while parked. It also has a feature that records inside the cab during a traffic stop and uploads the video to the cloud in real time.
And Grubhub has released a list of top foods they see ordered as we head into fall. The list includes clam chowder bowls, dishes with meatballs, and chicken pot pies.
You know, I just wanted to drop this in because we've been talking about what will happen to our people in the airline industry come October 1st. Senator Romney, along with some other senators, is working on the Air Carrier Worker Support Extension Act. Mm. Without this critical assistance, airlines may be forced to lay off all of these workers. So he's trying to get that extended to March of next year.
Oh, wow.
So that they wouldn't be cut off in October. We'll have to do a little more digging on this to see. It would provide $28 billion in assistance for passenger air carriers and cargo air carriers, extending them to March of next year.
Yeah, maybe that 6 months will buy some time to get more people up in the air flying, too.
Right, that's the goal.
Yeah. Markets right now all in the green, which is quite a contrast from where we started the morning with the futures. The Dow up 65, the S&P is up 12, and the NASDAQ recovering up 91 this hour.
Another look at traffic and weather together on your Friday morning, coming up next on KSL.
We're talking with Jake Runyon from Magellan HCM. Jake, the one idea that employers have the most control over is allowing insurance carriers to fight for their business, forcing them to compete, and therefore offering the best coverage at the lowest costs. True?
Exactly.
So why is it most insurance brokers will only look at the same three or four carriers every year?
For a broker to shop every carrier in Utah requires a lot of man hours. Also, not all brokers are appointed with all the carriers in Utah, which means they can't access certain markets.
Well, isn't it kind of the goal to get all these quotes and kind of figure out what's what so you can save some money?
Yep, absolutely, that's the goal.
So most employers?
Most employers that I talk to at best are seeing three or four different options when they analyze their insurance plan at renewal.
So what about Magellan?
Magellan will outline all the information up front that we're going to need from you. Then we'll take the time to shop your insurance plan with all applicable carriers and then show you a side-by-side comparison for you to review.
Competition makes it better and more affordable.
It's capitalism at its best.
Yes, sir, it is.
Giving all the carriers a chance to fight for your business ensures that you and your employees are getting the most value from your premium dollars. It's that simple.
So you really do shop all the carriers?
Our policy is to shop every employer with every carrier every year. We do our best to make the process as simple as possible and do much of the heavy lifting for you.
Well, we know about the employer, but what about the employee's standpoint? What can we do?
Most employers share the...
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.